little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
The next topic is menorrhagia. Jen is a 30-year-old woman who has come to discuss her regular but very heavy and painful periods. She has had a heavy, painful periods for many years and wants to know what her options are.
Okay, so you've told me all about your periods and you're wanting to know what options there are. Many women with heavy periods can take anti-inflammatory tablets like ibuprofen at the time of their period, and this usually reduces the bleeding and the pain, but it should be taken after food because it can irritate the stomach. Another treatment is tranexamic acid, which helps the blood clot faster. It seems to be quite safe, and it's also taken at the time of the period and could be used together with ibuprofen. So those are some of the non-hormonal options. If that makes sense so far, would you like me to tell you about some other options?
Oh, I think so, yes. Yes, please, doctor.
Sure. Now, if you don't want to get pregnant at the moment, one of the most effective treatments is the Mirena coil. Most women find that their periods settle down within 3 to 6 months of having this coil fitted. There are also other contraceptive options that may help. What would you like to do next?
Well, I do need to be on a contraceptive as well, so I'd like to know more about the Mirena and any other options to stop me from getting pregnant.
Yes, I can certainly have a chat with you about other options. What I could do also is provide you with a leaflet that outlines all of the options. But essentially, if you're wanting to look down the route of contraceptives, then we have a few options. There is an implant, which is placed under the skin. There is also the injection, which can be given 4 times a year. And there are hormonal tablets that you can take, the pill. There's 2 different types which contain hormones. So we could explore all of those options in more detail. What would be helpful perhaps is if I give you some time to have a read of the options, and then if you want to come back and see me maybe in a week's time, and then we can have a chat further about that. How does that sound?
That sounds great. Would it be okay if I talked to you on the phone?
Yes, that would be absolutely fine.
Great, thanks, doctor.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.